Well, now to the latest on the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, still missing after vanishing from radar 4 days ago. Officials are now saying that military radar suggests the plane turned away from its planned route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and headed west. So an international search has expanded to include the Malacca Strait, which is between Malaysia and Indonesia. As for those two men traveling with stolen passports, officials say they are Iranians with no known links to terrorist groups. Here's Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble.
In the last 24 hours, you see the story changing as the belief becomes more certain that these two individuals were probably not terrorists. The interest seems to be dying down because they might just be people who are being smuggled or trafficked.
Still, the CIA director, John Brennan, tells CNN today that he is not ruling out terrorism. Well, as the search for the jet continues, many people are looking back to an accident in 2009 when an Air France jet flying from Rio de Janeiro to Paris went down in the Atlantic Ocean. The first debris was spotted within 5 days, but it took searchers almost 2 years to find the plane itself, along with black box data. Mike Purcell is a principal engineer at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He headed one of the underwater search missions for the Air France flight. And Mike, you were called in after they had found debris from Flight 447 and had an idea of where the wreckage was. But as you were looking at the sea floor, how did you go about looking for the wreckage?
We used some autonomous underwater vehicles that were developed here at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. And you know, our procedure was to run each of the three vehicles every day over a segment of the seafloor, and we used acoustic sensors to try and find the debris site. And it took quite a while. We did not find it in 2010 after about 50 days at the site. When we went back out in 2011, we found it on about the ninth day.
Yeah, well, how do you even know where to look? Because, of course, these pieces can be dispersed and they can move around at all times with the currents, right?
Yeah, I think that one of the roles that Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution could play in this instance is if we now start to find debris, is to project a path of that debris over the last days. You know, the oceanographers can look at currents, look at winds, look at the waves, and they can sort of project the path of an object as it's drifting on the surface. And that's pretty customary to do this in man overboard events. And that same technique would be used in this time to sort of predict the point at which the debris started to float and disperse over the ocean.
Does it make it easier to find debris in a shallower area like we're talking about off the coast of Malaysia, whichever side of the peninsula that it's actually on, if it is in the water, than it was for Air France? Because I have also heard that the shallower water means the tides might be more significant and that may move things around.
I think this event, which probably has happened in shallow water, will be easy to find once the searchers determine a starting point. It's just there's a lot more equipment available. The search can be done faster in the shallower water. And so I think that will be a benefit in this instance. I think that the important thing is to find a good starting point.
Looking back to your experience with Air France 447, is there anything that should have been done differently in the search?
Well, it's hard to project what happened, I think. And so lots of times a search like this, it comes down to using the right equipment and persevering. You know, it obviously took us a long time to find the Air France flight. You know, it's sort of remote location, 500 plus miles offshore, made it difficult to be out there. I mean, typical ships could be out there for 30 days, but then they had to come back in. But I think perseverance and using the right equipment will result in locating the remains of the airplane.
Now, you went in as a scientist, but as you're dealing with a crash that has, in the case of Air France 447, killed so many people, and you're looking at things that may have belonged to some of the passengers on the plane, is it emotional to do that?
Well, it's definitely emotional, and you realize what a tragic event has occurred when you see the crash site. It has an effect on on your approach to doing this kind of things.
Mike Purcell is a principal engineer at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He headed one of the underwater search missions for Air France Flight 447, which crashed in 2009. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.